Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on the Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with astrologer and author Rhea Wolf about her book, The Light That Changes, The Moon in Astrology, Stories, and Time. Stay tuned to find out all about how the moon affects us and how we can call upon the moon in helping us to go through change more easily. Rhea will also be giving away a free copy of her book later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to start with something that I started last week kind of on the spur of the moment, and I'm going to be continuing, which is to do a healing meditation each show at the beginning of the show. And today, what I want to focus on is sending love and healing energy to my friend Stan. He lost his beloved wife, Mary, who they'd been married more than 40 years, very unexpectedly yesterday morning. And I'd like for us to just send him and his family lots of love and healing energy to help them go through this grieving period more easily. So let's start. And again, if you're driving or operating a heavy machinery, don't do this. Start by closing our eyes. Take a deep breath in. And just focus on your heart. Feel it full of love. And just expand it out to Stan and his family. And we'll just do this for a moment. Bring yourself back to the room where you are and gently open your eyes again. And thank you so much for sending that love and healing energy. As I mentioned, this is going to be a new feature on the show that I'm going to do every week. And if you have specific world situations or personal situations where you would like for us to send our love and healing energy to that situation, you can email me at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com and let me know the situation, and I'd be happy to do it as one of our meditations on the show. Talking about other new stuff, I have a new Facebook page. I think I mentioned this last week because it is just brand new, called The Laura Longley Show. So if you're on Facebook and you go in that little search box and type The Laura Longley Show, you will find me. And on that page, I highlight upcoming guests. We have conversations with guests on the page. Rhea, who we're going to be talking to in a little bit, has been talking with me on the page this past week. And it's also going to give you access to the light bulb moment audio. So it'll just be a clip from each show that has the audio with the light bulb moment. And I really would love for you to join the discussion on the page. I really want it to be an interactive and engaging experience. Come and share your thoughts and ideas, and I'd love to hear what guests you'd love to see on the show in the future. A couple more new things. I'm really doing new stuff this past couple of weeks. I started a channel on Blog Talk Radio, also called The Laura Longley Show. For right now, I am putting out encore broadcasts of previous episodes from this show, but I will also be starting new shows that will only be on Blog Talk Radio. So you can again find me on Blog Talk Radio, The Laura Longley Show, and also on YouTube, The Laura Longley Show. So lots of different ways to get your fix of The Laura Longley Show. So no excuses about why not. And last but not least, I also mentioned this on my business page, that I was going this morning to a practitioner who does something called body talk. And the idea about body talk is that we store all of our emotions in our body, and there are things that we can do to release those that are separate from talk therapy and other methods we might try. And I ended up going to see this practitioner. I didn't even know anything about body talk until 2 weeks ago, because I was looking for a psych K practitioner, which I got started with talking to Bruce Lipton a few weeks ago. And anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because in this week's light bulb moment, I'm going to talk with you more about what are different modalities and methods that you can use, practitioners you can go to that can help you when you're feeling like you're in a stuck place with your emotions or with being able to move forward on your path. So stay tuned for that in the light bulb moment later in the show. Well, Rhea has been very patiently and quietly waiting, and let me introduce her to you. Rhea Wolf is a feminist, witch, and astrologer whose life purpose is to help people awaken their inherent creativity, activate their authentic selves, and deepen their connections to the larger world. Rhea is motivated by a vision of an emerging culture based on respect, beauty, justice, and relatedness. Rhea Wolf has been a workshop facilitator for over 15 years, bringing creative writing, theater and arts, and the work that reconnects to a variety of groups, including at-risk youth and women in prison. And Rhea is the author of the book we're going to talk about today, The Light That Changes, The Moon in Astrology, Stories and Time. She currently offers workshops on astrology, spirituality, and creativity to groups large and small throughout the Pacific Northwest, and is preparing to launch the Portland School of Astrology. Rhea brings her love of the earth and the spirit of wonder and humor to all that she does. She enjoys helping people find ways to claim more beauty and magic in their lives. Let's welcome Rhea Wolf to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Rhea.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
I'm glad to be here today.
Okay.
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm happy to have you here as well. And I've really been looking forward to having this conversation. The moon has been showing up for me in a variety of ways. And one of those has been, I mentioned to you offline that I belong to a tarot circle, and the partner of the leader of that is also an astrologer. And so she's very into the moon as well. And in our last circle last week, she mentioned how all the stuff that's been going on recently with the moon, I guess it's kind of unusual. We had these two lunar eclipses in 1 month, and that really has an effect on us. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about that this hour.
Yes, it's true. We just did have two lunar eclipses as well as the solar eclipse. And we get those eclipses every 6 months. We have a set of eclipses, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse that correspond to the new and full moons. But we had a bonus round this time so that we had three eclipses instead of the two. And that is important for us to recognize. And I feel like even learning about the eclipses and what they mean in the sky and what they can mean to us personally in terms of the themes that are activated with them can be one of those ways that we help ourselves and help the world navigate the changes that we're going through.
I know, and I'm so looking forward to hearing more about that. And we will talk more about that a little bit later in the hour. But first, I really want to know about why is it that the moon is of interest to you personally, and what drew you to write this book about it?
The moon is interesting to me in a variety of ways. And the first one that comes to mind as an astrologer is the practical, because the moon is one of only two astronomical bodies, the first being the sun and then the moon, that we have a regular relationship with, that we see on a regular basis, and that,
right.
that regardless of whether we know anything about astrology or constellations, when we look up in the sky, we can say, oh, there's the sun, oh, there's the moon. It's easily identifiable and knowable. And I'm really interested in how we can take symbols and language and even complex ideas and find really easy, accessible ways for us to use those ideas in our daily lives. So that's just one reason why the moon is so attractive to me, because it changes, because it's this beautiful, poetic, and yet solidly real object that we see on a regular basis, that's always there. Maybe it's covered over by clouds, especially here in Portland where I'm from, but it's always there, and yet it's always changing. And there's a way that alone, taken symbolically, is so interesting to me. How is it that there's this thing we engage with that has so much magic associated with it and can hold the energy both of constancy and change?
And we're going to talk more about that this hour after we take a break right now. So I'm really interested in that as well. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Rhea will share more with us about how we can use the moon personally in our lives to help us through change. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Rhea Wolf, astrologer and author of the book, The Light That Changes, The Moon in Astrology, Stories and Time. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Rhea as well as where to get her book. So Rhea, can you give your contact info for our listeners?
Sure. My website address is www.turningwheelastrology.com. And you can also contact me at Rhea, which is spelled R-H-E-A, Rhea at turningwheelastrology.com.
And is
there's
that
a
where
link
people
on my
get-
website to be able to buy the book.
Okay. All right. So great. Great. That's what my question was going to be. I was jumping the gun. So if they go to your website, they can find your book and you.
Yes.
Perfect. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about the lunar eclipses and that it was a little unusual to have these two the way that we did. And you and I had talked last week about how to kind of understand what these lunar eclipses mean to us. And to that end, I gave you my birth data. And mm-hmm. so you're going to share what it would, how I would use this, those eclipses. Is that right?
Yeah. So I want to give a little bit of general information about how people can utilize the eclipses in their lives. And then we're going to take a look at your chart and go through to give an example of how we would plug those eclipses into a natal chart so that if you do have access to that, and there are really great ways to get your natal chart online. Astro.com is one website where you can type in your birth data and then get your natal chart drawn up. So it's become fairly easy for us to be able to access that information on our own. And once we do that, then we can start playing with plugging in these different astrological events in order to utilize that information to help us make changes in our lives or to help us cope with the changes that are already happening. So I'd love to talk a little bit about the eclipses, which, as I said before, the eclipses are things that happen, events that occur around every 6 months. We get a cycle of two eclipses, usually one lunar eclipse and one solar eclipse, which correspond to the full and new moons. And the way that I think about eclipses is that they are these gateways or energetic bridges that can actually help us connect to both the past and the future from this moment in time, from the present moment. And so what happens sometimes around the eclipses is all of a sudden events from 6 months ago seem to be coming up again. Themes that were up for us 6 months ago, maybe there's something more to touch back on around those themes. And then a larger event, a larger span of time, is that each round of eclipses in the specific signs that they're occurring in this case we just had the eclipses in the signs of Taurus, Scorpio, and then Sagittarius, those exact eclipses would have occurred 19 years ago. So we can even find ourselves dealing with themes or the consequences of events that occurred 19 years ago.
Wow.
And when we know that that's happening, why is this happening? Well, it could be that this is just a really fruitful time to make some changes or to add some consciousness about those themes from the past. And then we can actually utilize that energy to potentially create some intentions or some visions about where we would like to be in 6 months from now, or even where we would like to be 19 years from now.
Oh, interesting.
So that's one way to begin to use the tool of astrology to connect us into larger cycles. And, you know, in our current culture, we are so, in some ways, occupied with nanoseconds of ways of viewing time. The pace of life is so quick, and things are coming at us so fast that we can often lose sight of these larger cycles of time that we're a part of. 19 years seems like a really long time to us now.
Yeah.
But it's actually like a blip.
Right, in the grand scheme of things, yes.
But nowadays, with, you know, even thinking about what the world was like 5 years ago seems like such a dramatic change.
Oh,
That's one of the reasons why I like to hook people into these cycles using the tool of astrology, because it begins to allow us to view time possibly from a little bit of a bigger perspective, a larger perspective. And then we can reduce some anxiety in our lives when we do that.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, if we're not thinking so much about the pressure of the moment and getting everything done within a 24-hour period, maybe our stress will reduce a little bit.
Right, exactly.
So we're going to take a look at your chart to see, well, how might we use the information about the eclipses to get some information about our personal lives. So we always have these bigger themes related to the signs that the eclipses are in this case, Taurus and Scorpio and then Sagittarius. But then we also have places in our natal chart where those eclipses are occurring. So just generally, when I look at your chart, Laura, and some people might not even be familiar with what a natal chart looks like. So I might maybe want to describe that a little bit.
Yeah, if you can, in, you know, just a minute or two.
Yeah. So it's basically looking at a wheel, at a circle that's divided into 12 different pie slices. And in each one of those pies, there are different planets, and there are different signs that those planets are in. And so when I'm looking at a chart to say, what are some themes that might be up for this person related to the eclipses of the moon, I'm going to look and see where Taurus and Scorpio is in your chart.
Oh, okay.
And those two signs are in the sixth and the 12th houses. And so what we might find here are that the themes of this eclipse for you might be related to the themes of your daily work and service. What is it that you do in your day-to-day life that's related to your job or to your career? What are those daily tasks that you have to take care of? And at the same time, what is the spiritual calling or even the mystical longing that might be informing those tasks that you do in your day-to-day? The sixth and the 12th houses are a lot about spiritual enlightenment, and also about enlightened service. How do we serve the world at the same time that we are being informed by our spiritual longing and our spiritual desires? So we have that kind of blend of health and body and those daily rituals of living combined with more the esoteric or spiritual concerns in a life. So those would be some of the ways that I would, you know, work with you on an individual basis to say, well, what are the things that are going on in your life? How are you taking care of your body? What are you doing to take care of your health? Has that had an emphasis in your life lately, or does it need to? Partly because if our physical body is out of whack, then it doesn't really matter what our spiritual longing is or what our bigger than life aspirations are. We're not going to feel healthy enough to do those things.
Right.
And vice versa, then, are we giving the short end of the stick to our spiritual practices and our emotional needs and even psychological needs? How does that affect our health? So we're in that continuum with the 6th house, 12th house emphasis in terms of where these specific eclipses were happening in your chart. And I was interested to see you talking about beginning body talk during this time.
Oh, right? Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. Yes.
Yep, that's very much in alignment with the 6th house, 12th house axis of using energetic means to both enhance physical health, but to also do some purging and some release of stored up emotional and even environmental toxins. And body talk's a great modality for doing that. So I felt like you were right on board with that.
Well, interesting. Yeah, because as I'm listening to you talk about it, I haven't really been having any health issues per se. Mm-hmm. My focus for the last 18 months or so has very much been this spiritual path, and it is obviously related to my work. That's, you know, what this show is all about, right?
Yeah.
And so that part really resonates for me. But then looking at the connection you're making with the body talk piece, even though I'm not really feeling physical symptoms, there mm-hmm. is, I know there is old junk stored in my body that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. And for all of us right now, regardless of where the eclipses are happening in by house in our charts, Taurus and Scorpio have been saying, look, what needs to be eliminated? What do we need to get rid of in our lives? What do we need to purge, whether on a physical level, you know, having to do with our bodies, or even about finances or material objects?
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I'm putting my house up for sale.
Yes.
So does that fit in there?
Yes, that would fit in there. Yeah, and we're thinking, too, about eliminating debt is a part of the Scorpio, Taurus axis, definitely. And I know that's been up for a lot of people, thinking about debt and thinking about how to restore what is essential and necessary in our lives in terms of material prosperity, and how do we get rid of those things that aren't actually encouraging abundance or are keeping us away from a more abundant and grateful view of our lives. So we're kind of purging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is really such an interesting perspective, and I really relate to it. And we need to take another break. So let's continue when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Rhea will continue sharing with us more about the moon and lunar eclipses. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
We'll be right back.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Rhea Wolf, author of The Light That Changes, The Moon in Astrology, Stories and Time. And before we talk more about the moon, I'd like Rhea to, well, I wouldn't like, Rhea would like to give away a free copy of her book to the first caller at 800-930-2819. Again, that's the first caller at 800-930-2819 will receive a free copy of Rhea's book. And if you are the lucky winner, you just need to give your name and address, an email address to Chrissy when she answers the phone. So 800-930-2819. So Rhea, you know, what we were talking about in the last segment was so interesting, especially because it was about me, but I know that it's broader than that too. And part of what we talked about on the break that I want to bring up now is how it is broader around the moon and the representation the moon has around the divine feminine. Can you say a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, the reason that the moon is so engaging and intriguing to me right now is because so many of us are in the midst of this big awakening to the divine feminine, the goddess, the big mama, the great mother, however we choose to name it. It's this force that's awakening on the planet right now in a really powerful, profound way. And it's not just a force that's related to women, although women have a really big role to play in its awakening. And to me, one of the main things that the moon tells us about is relatedness. You know, I was speaking before about cycles, how the moon can connect us to cycles of change. It also connects us into relatedness. And right now, it seems like that's really what has suffered over the last few centuries, certainly, is our sense of feeling isolated and alone and disconnected to other people, to the planet, to families, and even to ourselves. To the deep place within us that knows that we're important and that we're valuable and that we're lovable. And I feel like working with the moon is a really easy and fun and interesting way to help us understand that principle of relatedness and to bring it back into our lives. And that's what you'll find in the book is actually a lot of exercises on how to understand our own lunar feminine needs. And also how to work with the new moon, which is such a great force for setting intentions in our lives, and how to work with the full moon, which is such a wonderful moment in time to celebrate. That's one thing we can do with the full moon is really celebrate and shine the light on our relationships, our skills, our beauty, our desires. And it's also a really great time to release things out into the world. And that's what you'll find in the book are really practical ways to use these cycles. And my hope is that by moving through these cycles and understanding a little bit more about ourselves, that we actually change the world. That through changing ourselves and how we see ourselves and how we relate to ourselves, we actually change the world in doing that.
Well, I'm really glad you brought it back to talking a little about what's in the book because we haven't talked about the book at all. And having said that, I want to really say yes to what you just said around the fact that the way we change the world is by changing ourselves. Because the reality is that we can't change anybody but us. And I love that it gives me personally such a feeling of power to know that by making changes in myself, I am changing the world by doing nothing other than that. And so I love that your book is a tool for helping people make those changes that they want to make for themselves.
Yes. And one of the most profound changes we can make is by dealing with our feelings, by feeling our feelings, not even dealing with them. The moon calls us to feel our feelings. And in some ways, there's a lot of talk about how our feelings can block us from being able to see clearly or to do things out in the world. But I feel like blocking our feelings is what blocks us from seeing clearly.
And yes, I agree.
When we block our feelings, then we're keeping them with us all the time without allowing them to send us the message they have for us.
Yes.
So part of working with the moon is making time to feel our feelings. And once we feel them, we actually feel better, usually. Even
yes.
if the feelings are intense, like grief and anger and despair and emptiness, all these feelings which maybe have a negative connotation, usually we feel better once we feel them. And it may take a while, but we will feel better if we allow ourselves to feel them.
Well, and I think just from personal experience and, you know, as a practitioner, I think that, you know, it kind of comes in waves for the really deep stuff, right? It's not like we
yeah.
stuff something down for 40 years and then we feel it once and we're done.
Exactly.
So we get it in little chunks that are manageable to begin with. But then I feel
yes.
like once you allow that, once you open that door, then it makes it a lot easier the next time.
Yes, it does. And you're so wonderfully articulating how it is a process. And that is also a gift of the lunar feminine, that it's not that, okay, I felt that feeling, I dealt with that, now I never have to deal with that again.
Right.
That's a very linear view
yes.
of time. And we often have to feel things over and over again. It's a process. There's a way that making time in our lives to work with the moon or to work with our feelings, to work with what's going on in our inner worlds, what that does is it reminds us again that we're in part of a longer process, that there's no getting it right. There's no getting it done, even. There's no end point, really, even
right.
at death.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That's part of this longer process.
And well, then as you say, and depending on our beliefs, on your beliefs, death might not even be the end either. So.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and even if you don't believe that anything happens on a spiritual level after you die, your body decomposes and continues
True.
To feed and nourish the life on the planet. So there is that continuity. There is that constancy even as we are constantly changing. Those things happening simultaneously. And the feminine is what helps us understand this. Complexity, mystery, irrationality, and we need that desperately right now because things are only getting weirder and stranger in the world, so we need that.
Yeah, and you know, when we talked, you know, last week, we talked about the fact that this is happening and that resilience is what we need, right, in order to get through this. I don't know if I want to say unscathed, but, you know, on the easier path.
Yes. Yeah, that it's not about conquering change. It's not, again, it's not about getting to this point where suddenly I am invulnerable to changes. It's rather understanding change is always happening. What do I need to do for myself so that when it happens, I'm not decimated? I'm not totally, smashed into the earth. I mean, sometimes that is necessary. I'm speaking from experience of having
yeah.
been smashed into the earth many times.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to be laid out like that and to
yes.
make feel like the whole earth is crumbling. But the point is that potentially we can get to a place where we aren't completely destroyed by the change, that we actually bounce back, that we actually are able to flow with the change rather than getting completely blown off course by the change.
Right. And that's ideally
and
where
I believe that
be.
The moon can help us do that. I believe a relationship, again, it's about relationships, a relationship to the moon out there in the sky or in here in our own bodies is so necessary to help us be able to navigate those changes.
Now, we've just got a couple minutes till the next break when we say goodbye. And I know you wanted to just real quickly tell us what's coming up this summer that we all want to know about.
I do. I have to tell you because we're going to be experiencing a really tremendous astrological phenomenon this summer. And, you know, my side joke is that when you talk to an astrologer, there's always some tremendous astrological phenomenon just on the horizon. But even so, this one's really juicy, and it's very infrequent that it happens. The planets Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune are all going to be forming a trine to each other in water signs. And this is really a gateway that's opening to the feminine, to those waters of change. And what we can do to make use of this, it's going to be at its peak from July 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's when it's really at its peak, but really the whole month, what we can do to activate this trine in our own lives is to get in touch with our creativity, to make a new commitment to a spiritual practice or to an emotional practice that supports us, whether that's deciding I'm going to go to an ecstatic dance class, or I'm going to get my meditation cushion back out, or I'm going to keep a dream journal, or I'm going to start experiencing my sexuality as sacred. These are all some of the watery things that are going to be amplified with this trine. And if we can just awaken to that, then there's actually the potential to create some really beautiful, lasting change in our lives. So get out those paints. Get out the Kama Sutra, dust off your meditation cushion. Do something for the sake of being in process as opposed to creating a product.
Something well, that and that's a good thing to remember at any time, right? But it
yes,
sounds like
it
especially during this summer, it's going to be really helpful to be in that place of process.
And what that does for us is it wakes us back up to the present moment, right? When we're not focused on a product, then we can breathe back into the present moment. And so anything that helps you do that in your life would be a great thing to reactivate or recommit to in the month of July.
Yay, or at any time, but especially in the month of July.
Yes.
So before we take our next break and say goodbye, I want to give you an opportunity to once again, share your contact information for listeners, Rhea.
Yes. So you can purchase a copy of my book and find out about my workshops, my free monthly forecasts, and how to even set up a reading with me at www.turningwheelastrology.com. And you can email me at rhea@turningwheelastrology.com. You could sign up for my newsletter, and then you get a free forecast that comes out on the full moon every month and lets you know how to connect with this force of change and the feminine in our lives on a daily basis.
Well, that's a great idea. And then we get reminded of it so we don't have to think about it because we get the newsletter. That's a great idea. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today and sharing some of the information about the moon. I know there's so much more.
There is, but I hope that I was able to give listeners just a little taste of why it might be important to connect with the moon. And thank you so much, Laura, for having me on the show today. It was so fun to talk with you about this subject.
You bet. I really had a great time. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
The cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with Rhea Wolf about her book, The Light That Changes, The Moon in Astrology, Stories and Time. And you can find out more about Rhea and her book at turningwheelastrology.com. Some other ways to get help on moving forward in your life, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, on Twitter, Laura Longley, S-H-O, Laura Longley Show, S-H-O, and always on thelauralongleyshow.com. There have been lots of really great guests on our show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts, sign up for the weekly newsletter. You can find that in the right sidebar at the top of the page. Those those written transcripts are really helpful. If you don't have a whole hour to sit down and listen to the show, you can kind of skim through and find the things that you're most interested in. Now, at the beginning of the show, I was talking a little bit about Body Talk, this new practitioner I was seeing who does a method called Body Talk, which helps you to integrate and release emotions that might be causing trouble in your body. And, you know, for me, I'm not even having any physical issues, but it is helping me to release my emotions and to shift subconscious beliefs. And that was why I originally went to this practitioner. I have been a client in therapy off and on for more than 25 years, but over the last, I'd say maybe 5 years or so, I've started doing a lot of other kinds of work with different types of practitioners. And for the light bulb moment today, I wanted to share a little bit with you about why I think that that's valuable and then share with you how to figure out what would be best for you. So for me, some of the other things that I've done, so I'm doing the Body Talk now. I went there thinking I was going to do Psych K, which I had first learned about 3 years ago and then got reintroduced to when Bruce Lipton was on the show a few weeks ago. But Pavitra, who's the practitioner I go to, does a combination of those two. And they both are great for changing subconscious beliefs and releasing emotions. Some of the other things that I've done over the past several years that have helped me with my personal growth and spiritual growth are acupuncture, hypnosis, EFT, that's the tapping, soul retrieval, energy healing. What else? There's more than that. When I think of more, I'll tell you more. And what I find to be the value in doing multiple things is that not every method resonates for everyone. So I've tried some things that I went, that isn't really for me. And one of my really close friends, she and I have a very interesting relationship in terms of the things that she really likes and really help her move forward in her life don't work for me at all, and vice versa. So you need to know that just because it doesn't resonate for you doesn't mean that you're not doing it right. It means there's something else for you. Different tools for different problems. So the soul retrieval thing was to help with healing some past traumas. I wouldn't do a soul retrieval for, oh gosh, now I wish I'd thought of an example to begin with. But anyway, it's not a one size fits all. Different things help with different types of problems. And different things, different modalities or different approaches may resonate for us at different times in our lives. There are things I'm doing now that I never would have done 5 years ago or 10 years ago because it wasn't time for me to do it yet. And you don't need to do anything indefinitely. Now, I mentioned that I've been in therapy off and on for more than 25 years. And I don't think that I have to do it for 25 years to get value out of it. I think that you need to pay attention to whether it feels like it's working for you anymore or not. And part of that with me with therapy is I've changed therapists several times because I just felt like it was time for something new and different. Now, if you want to start exploring some ways that you can get unstuck, release emotions, move forward with life, here are some ways you can approach it. Start by thinking about what issue or problem do you have that's not being resolved by what you're doing currently. Think about what you've done in the past, and will any of that work for you again? What have you already done so that you know that you need something different? So choosing something that isn't the same as what you've already tried. What keeps showing up for you? Have you noticed a particular method online, in a bookstore? Was it mentioned by a friend? Did you see it multiple places in different ways? And then go with your gut. What feels like the right thing for you? Try it and see. Not everything will be a fit, and that's okay. Just try it and see. And if it doesn't feel like it's a fit for you, then you can try something different. A few more announcements. I want to remind you of the weekly radio show newsletter, and it now includes the Lightbulb Moment audio. So it's just an audio clip about 5 minutes long, as well as written blog post. So you can get the newsletter by going to thelauralongleyshow.com, sign up in the upper right-hand corner. My news Facebook page is The Laura Longley Show. I would love for you to come there and join the discussion. I really want it to be a discussion and interactive and you sharing your thoughts and opinions. And email me with guest suggestions at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Rhea Wolf, for sharing such wonderful information about the moon. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time and it flew by as it does every week. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Julia Cameron, author of The Artist's Way, about her latest book. And on Tuesday next week, fellow TTRN host Michelle Bond will join me to share her wisdom about nutrition and what we should and shouldn't be eating. With the Monsanto debate, I don't think you want to miss this show. As always, I expect to have some fun and informative conversations. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more.
Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.